Hi, Jack, how are you? Nice to see you, sir. Very good. Dr. Edwards, nice to see you, sir. How are you? The University of Dr. Stone, or the head of NIH. Nice to see you.
Why don't you sit down?
Wanted you to have a chance to meet Dr. Stone. This is such an important position in our planet's empire out there. He's had a lot of problems in the past.
He is an empire.
I think he is the cure, we hope so.
The cure? The doctor's ever treated as a cure for anything. All of us, yeah. Well, we're certainly glad to have you.
Thank you, sir.
And I should say, at times NIH has had its share of controversy, you'll have yours. But the main thing is the new shot. You'll have total support. We're interested, frankly, in we are interested in the cure, so we are interested in research and the rest. We have no interest whatever in other, the idiosyncrasies of various people, politics and the rest. You're a professional. You are a professional out there, over there, right up and down the line. So that's what we expect when we...
That's correct, Fred. And I think that Dr. Stone has got the qualities that are going to give us that. I think he also... appreciating your interest in CAPS recognizes all of our interest in trying to develop some kind of a federal health strategy rather than this hit and miss thing proposition that we've been pursuing for many years. I think that Dr. Stone's willing to try to push NIH in that direction, which I think is terribly important.
We mentioned to Dr. Stone that there was no such thing as Democratic research or Republican research about it. There was also a very important aspect of managing that institution, it being so very large, and it's very difficult to get a thoroughly qualified doctor who's also got great managerial experience and abilities, and so that's one of the reasons we're so delighted he was able to come. We hope all of that puts together in a good way.
Well, of course, you may be in the middle of the great controversies about the healthcare. NIH, I think, is in a different category.
No, I don't think they'll get involved in the big they are concerned about research and about the desire that you have to put more emphasis on one or two diseases. They want to put more emphasis on every disease. And we've had a few fiscal discussions with them, but I think that there's I think there is an appreciation of the fact we can't do everything for everybody every year. And as I've mentioned several times, the person supremely qualified to select the priorities for the government of the United States is the president, and those priorities have been selected.
Well, I don't know anything about the item diseases in the way you're ready. This cancer bit, the other things, and so forth. You can't really tell the experts what they can find.
No.
They've got to go out and research and so forth. Maybe the breakthrough will come in some other areas, but there isn't. Research for the sake of research, well, we all have to pay lip service to it and watch your crap. Research has an objective. I'm sure it went into general research. People work with the cat and the mice and the dogs, but in all the things they do, they put this thing in a glass and sometimes some great ideas come up. But about 80% of it's down to two. There has to be now a real direction toward not saying, I'm up here, this you find cure or something. There has to be more accountability than there's been previously, frankly. There has been an accountability. There's been sort of a tendency, well, NIH is a nice little tank out there, and all that. It's a bit more than that, but basically it's a question of leadership. It's a question of getting the priorities and so forth. And morale and group, because we know them all. And this is what the captain said, we don't do one damn about their politics. We care a great deal about their brains.
We will see that you have the accountability.
Right. The cat might see you get enough money that you're going to think it's spent in government already.
I hope he heard you. It's terrible going up to these committees, Mr. President. I've never asked anybody for $93 billion before. It's quite an experience. That's what our HEW budget for next year is. So I don't see how anyone can say
so much about his Social Security.
Yeah, that's right.
$93
billion. Isn't that astonishing? So they can't really say we're all lost here, but a large part of it, the increase is Social Security. transportation side, yes, yep, we have. We've had some.
Well, how speed is the conversation today? Concerns expressed regarding education.
They're very worried that
they rest. And they, and the Cedar Bird just made the final statement. There was no way.
Question is, sort of, I guess the question is the strategy of when you agree that the revenue sharing can't get through. It seems to me that if we got now about 8 weeks, about four, 5 weeks, and if we, in a sense, give up now, obviously we would never get it. We are not going to let the situation go to the point where there will be no dollars, no federal dollars for the schools, clearly. I just thought we ought to stay a little longer with saying that we have our bill and we don't want to continue the programs we're convinced haven't worked in the past. But at some point, we will have to try to work toward an accommodation. And I think that perhaps somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 days is about the right time to start.
You're running the strategy on that, aren't
you? Oh, yes. Well, we're trying to, yes, sir.
No, okay. Well, I'll have to do it. Talk to you.
I'll do this. Yeah, I like it very much.
Fine.
First class.
Right. So would talk to him about it.
I'd be delighted to do that because
I mentioned it and so forth. But I understand I'm not interested in caving.
No.
When?
Well,
you've got to continue down the road a while. Maybe sugar it up a little bit.
That's what we're talking about doing. You can't play the string out to the end because you can't get the situation where we just don't give them anything. But if we say now that we can't do it, then we'll never get it, not for 2 to 3 years. So I just thought we ought to try for another couple of weeks, maybe a little less than that, to exert all the power we could and see if we can get something out of it. And I think if we drop a few more dollars into it, we might have a possible chance. But if we don't, why then we will, in plenty of time, we would make the shift. But I hate to do it because it's going back to programs that we're absolutely convinced are quite wasteful and not really all that effective. But you don't have all that freedom of choice in this business.
Well, and that was the White House correspondence.
Oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, I was at the dinner. Yeah, that's right.
It was a famous reproduction from Williamsburg.
Very interesting.
Very good piece.
Yes.
Well, good luck. Now, get to work.
Thank you very much, sir.
Trying to carry cancer this afternoon if you can.
Yes, sir.